This is the Road to the Big House on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101.
It's cut off, goes left wing to Hagmeier. He'll tee up the three, and that's gone.
Frazier backside underneath the basket, jumps up and in.
Road to the Big House is brought to you by Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated, they're right there when you need them. And by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. And now to the Field House for Road to the Big House.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Big House State Fair Park here at Jim Norrick Arena as we record in semifinal of the night in Class B girls basketball between the top-ranked back-to-back defending state champion L'Omega Lady Raiders and the seventh-ranked Whitesboro Bulldogs. Good evening, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell. Just got done watching Pittsburgh put on a shooting exhibition here in the state semis, taking down Hammond. They shot 50% from three, 52% from three, 50% from the field, and 78% from the free throw line in what was one of the greatest shooting exhibitions in a state semi, at least here, at least in our purposes here this year. That's been the best shooting performance, and we could be looking at, I'm sure, other years there's been something like that. But currently, Pittsburgh moving on, and they're getting buckets from everywhere. They will get the winner of this one between top-ranked L'Omega and seventh-ranked Whitesboro. And L'Omega, you know the names, the horse on the guy riding the horse on the logos for a reason, because you might have to get on one to play them. They're going to be up and down. They're going to be everywhere tonight. Coach Kevin Llewellyn knows how to win. He's got over 470 wins already. That's an estimate. He's right around 13th active coaching win list. And so far, L'Omega hasn't rolled through like they did last year. Last year, they were a juggernaut. But they got a little test from O'Keen in the quarterfinal. 64-52 they won, but it was a four-point game with about a minute 30 to go. They got some and-one buckets as Darcy Roberts coming up huge once again for them on her quest to win back-to-back state tournament MVPs. They have two of them on this team, Darcy Roberts as well as Hensley Eaton won it 2 years ago, the state tournament MVP. So buckets come from everywhere for L'Omega, and it is a machine. They're here all the time. 14 state titles, that's the most by any girls basketball team. And they are trying to get that other record that Sealing has and win four in a row. This would be three if they managed to pull it off this year. But in front of them, they have the Whitesboro Bulldogs, seventh-ranked team in the state. A little bit of a surprise team getting here. They beat sixth-ranked Duke to get here, 44-34. Austin Wright with 16 in that game. And that's the one you need to know if you're L'Omega. Austin Wright, she's a shot blocker down low. She moves well. She's got long arms, and she can make life difficult, more defensively so than offensively in some respects, but she does lead her team in scoring. It's a very thin Bulldog team. They only have nine on the roster, so fouls are going to be important in this one as L'Omega runs pretty deep roster-wise, although Coach Llewellyn will tend to leave his starting five out there for a while depending on the situation. He will rotate a couple girls in. But L'Omega, last year rolling. This year, average margin of victory, 42.5 until last night, so in the postseason. So not quite the scoring juggernaut last year where they had one of the highest scoring teams in the girls' basketball history, at least recent history in Class B girls' basketball, really at any level of basketball, boys, girls, or whatever. This year, they're still scoring at a high clip, and they're still L'Omega. But you got to win the games, and Whitesboro are going to be heavy underdogs in this one, and we'll see if the Bulldogs can kind of shock the Big House. We've already seen some shocks. Unranked Tushka's made it to the state semis, and we'll see if we can get another one tonight. So we'll take a break, be right back, talk about the players you want to know, tell you a little bit about the Whitesboro Bulldogs, and get you all set up for the second of the Class B girls state semis. Coming up after this, it's L'Omega and Whitesboro squaring off for a right to go to the state championship. It's your Road to the Big House here on K101.
We face challenges every single day. Access to health care services shouldn't be one of them. In Oklahoma, you may now be eligible for insurance through SoonerCare at little or no cost. This is real coverage that includes visits to the doctor, dental checkups, mental health services, prescription medications, and more. Don't miss out. Visit mysoonercare.org to apply today.
Weather in the tri-state area is finicky, to say the least, and at times completely unpredictable. That's why K101 is always ready when storms begin barreling across the plains. From blizzards to ice, wildfires to thunderstorms, floods to tornadoes, you can count on K101's award-winning severe weather coverage. We connect you with weather experts, storm chasers, and emergency personnel to keep you instantly informed of the latest storm details. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Moore's Roofing. They're neighbors that you can trust, and they are right there when you need them. And Harper Sanitation. When you need quality sanitation services from a local trusted company. When you hear the rumbling of thunder, tune your radio to K101. Go to K101online.com, click on Listen Live, or tell your smart speaker to play K101 Woodward. Remember, when severe weather breaks out, K101 breaks in.
Veterans, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has resources and support services to help if you're having difficulty paying or remaining current on your rent. VA and its partners can help you avoid homelessness and pay for utilities and other housing-related expenses. Don't face a housing crisis alone. Choose VA for the housing benefits you've earned. To learn more, visit va.gov/homeless. That's va.gov/homeless.
Welcome back to the Big House. Lomega getting ready to square off against Whitesboro. The Whitesboro Bulldogs right to go to the state title game and take on third-ranked unbeaten Pittsburgh, who just beat Hammond 59-27 and continue to roll through their schedule there. Coach Jim Jensen doing a heck of a job there with the Pittsburgh Lady Panthers. And another team on the come up here, the Whitesboro Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs, led by Coach Shane Putman. He's from Whitesboro. He coached in Texas briefly, and when he got hired, no one kind of knew who he was. So he didn't have a lot of history on him, at least in Oklahoma, coaching in Texas. His second season, though, and he's off to a hot start, 38-13. This team has no state titles, only two appearances this year and in 2020. They were just recently here. So some recent success, and one of those teams starting to build something out there in Whitesboro on the come up. They will be heavy underdogs here as the coaching matchup. A lot of the experience going to go to Coach Kevin Llewellyn. But they do have one thing in common, these two coaches. Coach Putman said after the last game, "I don't call a lot of timeouts," and Coach Llewellyn barely called any in the last quarterfinal win as he sat there cool, calm, and collected, even though they were in a dogfight with O'Keen. And that is the advantage of experience. Lomega has been here a ton. Whitesboro's a new kid on the block, and they're going to have to show up big in the Big House in their first game in the Big House after that quarter being played in Mustang. So that will go a long way to seeing if they can hang. Now, we just saw a young Pittsburgh team show up for it. They were fired up to be here, and it showed. They hit almost every shot they threw up there. And right now, Whitesboro's looking to do the same. They're going to have to hit shots in this one to keep up with that Lomega offense and that up-and-down pace they're about to see. If you haven't seen it before, it can get to you. And that's one of the keys to the game. Tonight, player you want to know, Austin Wright, 16.8 points a game. She's a shot blocker, a rebounder. She had 16 versus Duke in the quarter. Also, the senior Kinley Barron, she's a three-year starter. She's been here before. She was here in 2020, and she also averages almost double digits, 9.6 points a game. A senior leadership going to be big in this one for Whitesboro. They're going to have to keep their heads because sometimes it can feel like you're underwater if Lomega starts getting up and down on you a little bit. And we mentioned Darcy Roberts and Hensley Eaton. Also, Abby Swart, the sophomore, 13 a game, really improved this season, and she's a deep shooting threat for O'Keen. She had 12 against her deep shooting threat for Lomega. She had 12 versus O'Keen in that quarterfinal. She can light it up. And Sydney Walker, the leading rebounder on this squad, had 22 versus O'Keen. So 22 points. So Sydney Walker also can score. They can really get you. Any of these starting five can hurt you if you're Whitesboro. So it's hard to kind of figure out who to guard at times. But Darcy Roberts is the one to key on. She's been really big in the postseason, and she continued to be in the quarters. So you can probably expect number 20 to show up again tonight. So there we go. We're clapping along to the Oklahoma song. Then we're going to get ready for the starting lineups. I don't think they are going to do a national anthem. Coach Llewellyn, by the way, has no assistant. His wife, Sarah, keeps the book for him. But we mentioned he's calm, cool, and collected. It doesn't even have an assistant. We just saw a team in Glencoe had 6 assistants, and Lomega has none. Still successful. Boy, here, get ready for the starting lineups and see what they start with. Lomega going to be in the white jerseys with the blue numbers for this one, coming in at 23-5. Whitesboro 21-6 with the red jerseys with the blue numbers for the Lady Bulldogs with the blue stripe down the side. And they're going to start with Lomega. Number 1, Addison Wright, sister of Austin Wright, the sophomore, starts. Kinley Barron, the senior, number 10. Austin Wright, the senior, number 11. She's listed at 5'11", but she's got some long arms. She plays way bigger than that. Lindley Collins, the sophomore, number 12. Madison Grogan, the freshman, number 32. So a lot of youth here, with the exception of the two seniors who kind of steer the ship here for the Whitesboro Bulldogs and Austin Wright and in Kinley Barron. Those seniors going to be a big part of what's going on. Now, it's hard to believe, though, if you look at Austin Wright, that she is even, that is exactly her height. She may be listed that way, but looks taller than that. Even from here, she looks taller than that. Although, I don't know if that's the best vantage point. For Lomega, your starters, same five. You'll know them well if you've been in to do a state tournament at any time. Sophomore Abby Swart, number two, the new kid on the block, the starting. But Hensley Eaton, the senior, number 10. Shelby Russell, the senior, number 12. Darcy Roberts, the junior, number 20. And the junior, Sydney Walker, number 31, playing a lot of minutes for this squad with the Swart and Russell stepping into their starting roles after the exit of Emma Duffy and Addie Wilson, two real good players, two of the best in the state that left a year ago. But Coach Llewellyn's reloaded, as he does, and it's going to be a tough task for the Whitesboro Lady Bulldogs tonight to see if they can stop the back-to-back defending state champs. So here we go from the big house. Wright going to tip it off against Sydney Walker. They bump fists, and we get ready to go. Whitesboro and those Reds going left to right. Lomega and the Whites going right to left as we're looking at it. Last state semi for the Class B girls for Wright to go to the championship game. And the tip, won by Walker, but goes back to Whitesboro. And they're going to start with on the ball at the point. And that's going to be number 12, Lindley Collins. And Collins now to the right for Addie Wright. Addison Wright, drive kick outside. And we're going to get a traveling call quickly and a quick whistle right off the bat there for Addison Wright. Ball now be inbounded in front of the scorer's table. And a very quick turnover for Whitesboro. Not even really any pressure applied. A little nerves here early. Russell back outside. Swart now swings it into the post. They were looking inside and they're going to reach a back foul for Austin Wright. And that's a big first foul because we're not even, we're about, almost 30 seconds into the game. About 24 seconds into the game. And that's a foul picked up already for Austin Wright. And she is going to have to stay out of foul trouble if Whitesboro wants to stay in this. Catch and shoot for Roberts off the mark. Rebound from three and goes back to Whitesboro and goes back to Collins. Lindley Collins quickly ahead to Madison Grogan. Grogan back to Collins, and Collins about to get double teamed, tries to dribble around it and gets around to the wing, crossing over to, nice job dealing with that half court pressure. This 2-3 zone spearheaded at the top by Eaton and Russell. Stop, pop, 10 feet out. That won't drop for Grogan. It's tipped around and goes back to Lomega. Scoreless here early in the first quarter. Going the other way, Hensley Eaton. Hensley bounce pass top of the key. Shelby Russell, they swing it around to Swart. Into the paint. Walker spins baseline, passes baseline, extra pass out to Roberts. Roberts steps inside to the free throw line and passed it down low to Walker. She faked the shot, tried to drop it off. Trying to make the extra pass, goes off the fingertips and out of bounds of Sydney Walker. She kind of looked back at Coach Llewellyn, shook her head. Probably could have shot that one. Drive by Collins, tries to shoot it over top of Walker, comes up short. And another rebound by Lomega. Russell the other way. Eaton, extra pass, corner, Swart, hand in her face for three and knocked it down. And Lomega's up three. Finally, somebody scores. 6:30 left in the first quarter. It's 3-0 Lomega and the pressure on. The minute they make those buckets, it's hard to break that press, but they've got Wright in there and they break it. Quickly ahead to Addie Wright now, forward to Collins. Just doing a great job dribbling around the pressure, not letting Lomega get set up. Corner for Addison Wright, skip pass, Collins. Grogan now the freshman, the far side. Pass fake, tries to go left, goes back to her right, she's cut off. In that 2-3 zone for Lomega. They attack it into Wright. Now down in the paint to Addison Wright, and that's how you break it. They put Austin Wright in the high post. She dropped it down to the smaller Addison Wright under the hoop. And sister to sister, they score two. 3-2, drive, Swart right at Wright. Alters the shot, but Walker there for the board and saves the possession back to Roberts. Roberts backs everyone into the corner to Russell. Hands it off. She's wide open for three. Darcy Roberts, and it's down. You cannot leave her open like that. They lost track of her second opportunity in there. Another turnover as Eaton tips it off the hands of Grogan, and that pressure by Lomega forces a quick turnover off the made bucket by Roberts. 6-2 Lady Raiders early. 5:34 to go in the first quarter, and they've got the basketball. Swart back to Eaton. They swing it around to Roberts. She'll try another one from the wing. That one's off. Goes long. Swart tracks it down in the corner. And flashing inside now under the hoop is Roberts. She follows it in and picks up the foul, and if that's two on Wright, that's a big second foul. That's going to put Roberts at the free throw line. And we'll see who they tag it to. Nope, that won't be on Wright. That's going to be on number one, Addison Wright, the younger Wright. And that one drops down for Roberts, free throw number one. She's got four here early, picking up right where she left off in the state quarter on her quest for another state tournament MVP, and off to a great start in this one. Second one falls down for Darcy. She's got five. And really, from last year to this year, she's really improved. 2-2-1 press. She got even better in the offseason, and now she's kind of been tasked with from the offense, and that time stealing. She's got a breakaway. There's nobody back but Collins. She takes it left hand off the glass, gets the foul, almost got the foul in the bucket, and Collins almost with a bad decision there as she didn't foul her hard enough, and Roberts is, she probably should have got the and one. Instead, she goes to the free throw line to try to earn them the hard way. That's three fouls on Whitesboro and one on Lindley Collins. That puts Darcy at the free throw line. Chance to add to her point total, and the first one drops down for her. 6 points already with 5:09 to go in the first quarter. LaMeg up 9-2 and jumping out to a quick start. And if you're Whitesboro, you got to catch your breath here and hang in. Got to stay strong. 7 points for Roberts. 2-2-1 press put on right here for Coach Llewellyn and the Raiders. They do it a lot, and they get a ton of steals off of it. Driving inside, almost got one for Swart. Ball's in the ground and tipped away by Swart, who saves it headward to Walker. Nice hustle by Swart. Roberts now trying to push the pace. No number, so she pulls it back out again. Over to Swart on the wing. Heaton now will try a three from the other wing and dropped it down, and Hensley Eaton's on the board with three, and we're going to get a timeout from Coach Putman. Things rolling the right way right now for LaMega. They lead 13-2 with 4:46 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
At Sealing State Bank, we are proud to be a community bank. Our philosophy starts with having the right staff that is experienced and understands the needs of our customers, which is why we added our Sealing State Bank mortgage branch in Woodward in 2015. So whether you are in the bank or the branch, on the phone or visiting our website, you will always find knowledgeable, courteous, and professional individuals to help you with all your banking needs. Sealing State Bank, family-owned and operated for four generations, is proud to be a part of Road to the Big House.
Back at the Big House. Hello, Mega Lady Raiders. What's new? Already out to a hot start, 13-2 in a state semifinal, and look to be dialed in. And if it's possible, they seem to play even better when they're here. It is like their home away from home so far for LaMega. Right now, up 13-2. A lot of time left, though. 4:34 to go in the first quarter. Lily Collins will try a three from the wing. That's going to drop out, tipped around, tipped right back to Collins, who hits the deck. She got tangled up out there. And that'll be a foul tag to Shelby Russell. As both players went for it, and it's going to be just a contact foul on Shelby. That'll be the first foul on LaMega in the basketball game. First foul on Shelby, and it'll be inbounded now by Whitesboro. They toss it into Wright, who comes up shooting and picks up the foul. And that was just a great play. They threw it up to the height of the team, and she didn't take it down, took it right back up. And that would be two quick fouls. That one on Sydney Walker, one for her. It could have pretty put it on three different Lady Raiders who were trying to stop Wright. She's going to have to earn them the hard way. First one comes up short. And those long arms shot a line driver there at the rim. And that's off the mark. And right now, Whitesboro, you can tell a little tiredness already as they're taken aback by the speed at which this game's been played. And that first one, or second one falls, rather, for Austin Wright. She's on the board with one. Makes it 13-3, 10-point lead for LaMega. Whitesboro trying to do a little three-quarter court press. They pull back. And Roberts now top of the key to Eaton. High post. Russell down low post. Walker, she turns, she shoots, gets fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line. And that's going to be two on Austin Wright. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, Coach Putman, I don't know if he can pull. He doesn't have a very deep bench. He may have to leave her out there and play with two, but she's going to have to be real careful. Banging down there, Walker airballs the free throw. And tough break for her there as she's been tasked with hanging on to Austin Wright. And Walker will bang with anybody. She'll make your life tough down there. And right now, Austin Wright a little frustrated. Second one for Walker. Comes up short. Missed them both. A rebound by Kinley Barron, who's been a little quiet so far, playing with that right knee brace for the senior. They're going to need her to step up her production. She gets it over to Collins. Collins, corner to Wright, the younger Wright, Addison Wright. Now gives it back to Lily Collins. Russell comes out to get her. They give it to Addison Wright. Short corner, drop by inside by Grogan, who hits the short two. Took one dribble, stopped and popped and made it. She's got two. 13-5, and Whitesboro hanging around and stole away a pass by Grogan. Answer by Grogan. She's going to take it back the other way and poked away from behind and stolen right back by Russell. You cannot look up against LaMega. They are constantly coming, And that time she thought no one was around her. Another turnover. Bounce pass. Paint. Walker turns on right and it gets blocked right back to her. Takes it up again. That one no good. Tipped back and around and back to Lomega. Swart for three from the wing. That's off long. Rebound though. Eaton backside and flips it over to Roberts. Roberts attacks, shoots, and it gets blocked from behind and back to Whitesboro. That was blocked by number one, Addison Wright. It was kind of right behind Roberts. And it looked like Wright, Austin Wright did a nice job defending without fouling there on Walker. She could have easily picked up foul number three. Shot fake. Addie Wright takes it right inside of Walker. Goes long again. Another miss. Backside rebound. Grogan. That's off the mark. Tipped around. Walker comes down with it. Ahead to Eaton. Three on two. But running to get in front of her is Addie. And a miss down low. They try to get it to Russell, who misses it. And they kick it back out to Swart. Wing three. That's off. And a rebound by Wright. They were trying to get it to Addison Wright, who couldn't quite get that last pass. And now it's back to Lomega. Or Lomega off a miss. Now back to Whitesboro. Grogan with the basketball. She's tied up in the far corner. That's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow back to Lady Raiders. And we will see some substitutions now for both teams. Chloe Meyer, Hallie Barton. And game. Hallie Barton had a huge quarterfinal game against in the previous game against to get here against O'Keen. They're going to leave them out there. They're going to stay out there with Darcy Roberts, with Swart and with Walker, or with Eaton and with Walker. And Walker's going to turn and shoot it, and it's going to miss it. She tried to tip it back to herself, and it goes back to Austin Wright. And getting sloppy here with 2:09 to go in the first period. Lomega up 13-5. Collins ahead. They rifle down to the corner. They get it into Austin Wright. Shows ball, and she's going to travel. She tried to show it mid-post and move. She tried to do a quick show of the basketball and then take off towards the rim, but traveled with it. There were substitutions as well in that last break for Whitesboro, and that is going to be Dara Cole, a junior, enters, as well as looks like Dara Cole will be out there with Austin Wright, Kinley Barron. There's a conversation with Coach Llewellyn at the scorer's table right now. Is I don't know if it's maybe a clock issue. 2:05 to get the clock did not start, and they're now running time off of it and trying to figure out how much time is left. Coach Llewellyn is a little bit frustrated here. So now they're running time off slowly. It's running now, 13-5 the score, Lomega over Whitesboro. And they're having a clock issue and trying to figure out just, they went over now to talk to the TV broadcast at NFHS to figure out just how much time is left. 1:47 is what they're showing on the clock currently. Another player in for Whitesboro. This will be our first look at number 23, Maddie Edwards, entered the game for Whitesboro. Hensley Eaton with a basketball. It's to the right to Meyer, to Roberts, into the paint. Walker, double-teamed, about to kick it back outside. Drive, Meyer, right side, up amongst the trees, blocked out of bounds by Austin Wright. And that shot not going to be available here. May have been available versus O'Keen, but Austin Wright down there is going to poke those away. That's going to stay with the Lady Raiders, though, with 1:19 to go here in the first quarter. 13-5 they lead in the corner. Drive, Barton changes direction, takes it right at Wright, and going to pick up a foul for her trouble. Nice job there. Nice little change of direction for Barton, who's really having a great state tournament so far. And not only that, that foul is going to be on Maddie Edwards for a second. I thought they were going to tag right with it, which would have been a disaster for Whitesboro. Free throw drops. And Edwards picks up foul number one. Free throw falls there for Hallie Barton, who's got a point, picking up right where she left off in the first game. Only she missed that second one. Looks like we jinxed her. Rebound back the other way. Comes Whitesboro. Almost lost there by Collins. Picks it up. Now she needs help. Finally gets it over to Maddie Edwards. Skip pass, far side, three from Barron and drop down on the other side. And Kinley Barron on the board with three. She's been quiet so far. And don't look now, it's a six-point game, 14-8 after a sluggish offensive quarter for Lomega. And they just threw it away, but it's off of Whitesboro. Lily Collins touched it last. And another substitution, Addison Wright coming right back in as she's going to break Lindley Collins, who's been out there the whole game, give her a rest as the point guard. Chance here. 50 seconds left by Lomega. They throw it into the backcourt. Smart job there by Eaton. Tracked down by Barton, who gives it right back to Hensley Eaton. And now Russell to the wing. Stole poked away by Whitesboro with a steal, and that was a nice defensive play by Dara Cole. Takes it right in, right block. Tried to switch hands, poked away from her. Goes back to her teammate. Blocked again. Two blocks by Roberts. That time on right, crowd upset, wanted a foul on that one. Drives to the left block for the Barton. Kicks it back out to Roberts, long three. Darcy Roberts hit the deck after she shot it. No call, missed shot, back the other way we go. 16 seconds left in the quarter, 14-8 to score, LaMega in front. And now back to the wing, pull up, thought about a three, put it in the corner now for Cole. Back to the top of the key for Maddie Edwards. They swing it around, Addison Wright. Lobs it inside to Austin, overthrew her, and almost out of bounds on LaMega. It is out of bounds on LaMega. They almost got the save, foot on the baseline there. And that was Chloe Meyer who tried to come away with that. It's going to stay here with Whitesboro. They got 1.1 second to shoot it, though. Lob it into right. They poked away by Walker, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. At the end of one, it's LaMega 14, Whitesboro 8. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
Ah, man, not again. Well, I guess it's true what they say. You get what you pay for. And even though these new tools are cheap, I'm still losing money because I have to keep going back to the store for replacement tools. That's it. I'm going to do what I should have done from the beginning. I'm going to Woodward Steel.
Woodward Steel is not only your trusted tri-state leader in steel, but also a trusted supplier in high-quality tools and welding supplies. Give Woodward Steel a call at 580-324-8005 or visit the shop at 210 North 48th Street from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Back here at the Big House, State Fair Park, one quarter in the book. Start lost their lead a little bit in the back half of that first quarter. 14-8, the Lady Raiders lead the Whitesboro Bulldogs with one quarter in the book. And get ready to start the second quarter here with the Whitesboro getting the basketball in what looked like it was going to shape up to be a rout. LaMega cool off there in the back half of that quarter. Couldn't really hit shots. Whitesboro changed a couple things. Defensively, they had got the ball to Austin Wright a little bit more in the paint. But she's going to have to be very careful because number 11's got two fouls right now and can ill afford really to pick up one in this quarter. She's going to be very careful. Now, fortunately for her, looks like the refs are letting them play a little bit in this one. So she can probably, if she's very careful, stay out of foul trouble here in this quarter for Whitesboro. And LaMega will be wise to try to force the issue. 2-3 zone here for the Lady Raiders. Short corner down inside. I mean, the drive right-hand floater won't drop in the paint, but rebound underneath and stolen away by LaMega. And that's going to be a foul on Wright. And that's a loose ball foul and didn't have to do it, and that's a big one. Number three for Austin Wright with 7:42 to go in the half. And they're not going to have to remove her from the game, I would think. We'll see. Looks like someone's getting ready to check in. And Kaylee Walker's got to come in for Wright. And now Whitesboro supremely vulnerable here, trailing 14-8, 7:41 to go in the second quarter. Crossing over that timeline, going to be Roberts. Trying to bring it up for LaMega. Looking in the post, nowhere to go. They swing it around. Right side is poked away by the Bulldogs. Trying to get a steal is Maddie Edwards. And he's going to step on that baseline. She was hounded by Schwart. And goes out of bounds right in front of Coach Llewellyn. Goes back to LaMega. We got a Raider hurt, tangled up down there. Shelby Russell is limping. And she looks like she's tweaked an ankle. And she is hurt bad. She's walking on it, but she is gingerly walking on it. And as she goes, now she's starting to loosen up. Chloe Meyer is going to come in for her. And Meyer will now be out there with Walker. She'll be joined down in that paint. Oh, Swartz out there, Eaton's out there, and Darcy Roberts out there now at the elbow. High post, Roberts shows ball, takes it low post. Couple shot fakes, a little fadeaway floater to the right, and she hit it off balance to the right. And Darcy Roberts knocked it down, and that ends the scoring drought for LaMega, making it 16-8. High in middle of the floor, poked away by Roberts, but poked away right to the scorer's table. Going for another steal, and LaMega just trying to get their hands on some basketballs and bodies on the ground on the sideline. As chairs down, everything. It's chaos here at the Big House. Inbounded now over behind the timeline. Picked up by Cole. She's trapped. She's in the dead man's corner. She's got to get rid of it, and they finally get it over inside to number 10, Kinley Barron, who shoots one from the free throw line. That won't drop. Rebound LaMega. Back the other way comes Eaton. Eaton. Changing directions, changing speeds, gets inside, flips it inside to Walker, right block, back outside, Swart, wide open three from the wing, and she hit the shot, and Swart's 2-for-2 from deep. She's got six, 19-8 the score, LaMega in front. Press on here by the Lady Raiders, trying to get the basketball, and they're going to get a foul. They tried to trap, it was Eaton and Swart trying to swarm their way over Maddie Edwards, and that foul's going to be charged to Swart, that'll be her first. And the third team foul for LaMega. Whitesboro's had six. Three of them belong to Austin Wright. One more. LaMega will be in the 1-1 with 6:32 to go in the half. They're up 19-8. Trap. over the timeline. Nicely broken by Whitesboro. Addison Wright takes it right at Walker and picks up the foul. Looking to attack on Walker, and that'll be a number two on Sidney Walker. Fourth team foul now on Lomega, so two quick ones there for the Lady Raiders, and that's going to put Addison Wright try to keep her team hanging around. More substitutions getting ready to come in as both coaches subbing a lot more than they usually do here, it seems. Maybe not Lomega. The first one drops for Addison Wright. But more subs coming in now as a starter. Lily Collins is going to come back in, as well as Madison Grogan. And starters back in the basketball game. Minus one. Austin Wright's still going to stay out. Dara Cole's going to stay in. Second free throw goes in for Addison Wright. She's got four. It's 19-10. 9-point lead for Lomega. They get across the timeline. The Lomega press, and that's going to be a reach-in foul on Wright. That's going to be a one-and-one for Hallie Barton. Wright was going for a steal, trying to make something happen. Then she picks up foul number two, and it'll be one-and-one for Hallie Barton, who's playing really well here so far in the state tournament. Off the bench for Coach Llewellyn's Raiders. And so it's one thing you didn't want to see if you're the rest of Class B. It's even the bench players from Lomega getting in the action. But that missed one-and-one there for Barton. Goes back to Whitesboro, but stolen right back and into the paint now. It goes into Eaton. She has to get rid of it. Back to Roberts. Roberts drives it. Free throw line, nowhere to go. Kicks it back outside. Barton weaves her way inside and knocked away and stolen right back by Whitesboro. No numbers and a travel on Grogan. She tried to jump stop, couldn't make it happen. Drug that pivot foot, and that's a turnover going right back to Whitesboro, and they're going to sub in again. Maddie Edwards is going to come in. As you can see, Coach Putman trying to keep fresh bodies in there to keep up with the press. Addison Wright now going to take a seat with a couple fouls. Collins trying to reach in. Didn't get Eaton. Dribbles around her. And another foul again by Whitesboro. This is going to be 1-1. And Lomega's just got to make their free throws. They haven't been that great from the line so far. That foul will be charged to Lindley Collins. And that's two on her. Eighth team foul on Whitesboro. And that will put Hensley Eaton at the free throw line to try to make a 1-1. And she hits it. Good job there by the senior. A steady hand here for Lomega. She knocks it down. Four for her, makes it 20-10. Lomega, 5:52 remaining in the first half, make it 21-10. After that one falls, Hensley's got five. Press on for Lomega, almost stolen away again as Hallie Barton almost got a steal in a bucket, but just off her fingertips underneath the hoop. Inbounded again by Edwards, pushing that press. Lomega's starting to smell blood in the water, trying to get their hands on some loose balls. Lily Collins breaks it. She's got a 1-on-4, takes it to the rack. That won't go. Rebound Swarton. She's looking to run the other way. No numbers, 3-on-3. She's out at the wing, kicks it to the corner, wide open, Eaton for three. That's off, and a rebound by Collins came right back towards the wing, and Collins grabbed it. Other way, Grogan, 1-on-1 with Roberts, takes it at her. Roberts can't get to the shot, and Grogan takes it up and in for two. Makes it 21-12. That was a big bucket for the Lady Bulldogs. Roberts crosses and pushes off with the left hand and really shoved. She gave Dara Cole a shot, and that's an offensive foul on the first. For Darcy Roberts, that's it. 15 foul for Lomega. Whitesboro with the ball trailing 21-12, 5:16 to go. Still seems like there's a ton of time left in this one. And that one's stolen away. Triple team Collins taken away by Barton. Pass to Eaton, scores. Barton with the assist. Hensley Eaton, as they triple team Collins, took it from her and had a 2-on-1 break down the other end to score. 23-12 the score. Under five to play. Almost got another steal. They rifle it over to Collins and break. On left side, Cole open underneath. Everyone flies past but picks up a foul as Chloe Meyer couldn't stop going. She was just trying to stop Cole from picking up an easy two. And that'll be the sixth team foul on Lomega. And Chloe Meyer picks it up, the freshman, with a foul here. 4:51 to go in the first half. 23-12 Lady Raiders. Whitesboro at the free throw line. And Cole trying to get on the board, and she hits the first one. Dara Cole with her first point. Cuts it to 10, 23-13. Whitesboro hanging around, as it seems at times. This seems like the score should be much more with Lomega. It's happened a little with O'Keen, where you thought by watching the game it would be a higher score, but managed to hang around and give themselves a shot at the end. Second one goes in for Dara Cole, and back the other way comes the Lady Raiders. Out to Swart, three, and got blocked. They're going to say blocked. Cole got a piece of it. Rebound Whitesboro. And Maddie Edwards comes away with it. Back come the Lady Bulldogs with 4:36 to go in the half. 23-14, Lomega in front. Flashing inside, mid-post, turn and shoot by Maddie Edwards. That shot won't go. Foul under the bucket. on the rebound. It looks like Lomega is going to pick it up. And that will be, I believe, the sixth team foul. And that second foul going to be charged to, I'm going to see who they picked that up. And that's going to be two on, looks like Chloe Meyer picks up her second one quickly. Addison Wright at the free throw line for a 1-1, and the first one falls. And if there's light at the tunnel for Whitesboro, this game's still only 23-15, and they are at least hitting their free throws here, at least in this quarter. And we'll see if that continues here from the stripe, and it doesn't. Missed rebound, goes back to Lomega. Meyer picks it up. She's going to try to bring it up. She does. She crosses that timeline ahead to Barton. Barton out to to Darcy Roberts for three from the wing. That's going to come off long, tipped, and out of bounds on Lomega. Another missed opportunity for the Lady Raiders. 4:14 to go in the half, and this game's really going on. It feels like we should be into the third quarter and still 4:14 in the second period. Getting tired just watching these ladies. 23-15, Lomega in front. Inbound and now full court pressure for the Lady Raiders. It's Whitesboro trying to navigate it. They skip it across, all the way across the other end of the floor. They're going to drive down left side. Stop shot. Grogan. Shot won't fall, but she's going to pick up the foul. And they're really having some luck attacking that left side, finding a little bit of space after they break the press. That's the 18th foul for Lomega. So it's 1-1. For Whitesboro, this is a shooting foul. So it will be two shots upcoming for Grogan. First one, an air ball. That's our second airballed free throw of the night. Don't see that much. 4:03 to go here in the half. 23-15. 8-point lead for Lomega. Could be 7 if this goes down for Grogan. And the second one rolls out on her. And tipped around and trying to save it, but saved right back to Whitesboro. And Wright just goes diving in, trying to shoot it. They call her for a travel. She tried to just hoist it up there and see what happened. And it's a turnover. It goes back to the Lady Raiders. Whitesboro now going to pick up some full-court man pressure, trying to trap, change directions there for Eaton, get around everything, drive and kick outside to Swart, extra pass, Roberts for three from the wing, or Barton for three and dropped it down. Thought it said 20, it was 23, and Barton scored once again. She's got four, 26-15, big three there for Hallie Barton. Trap in the corner of that press, and almost stolen away by Swart, tipped over towards the scorer's table and out of bounds. She would have had a breakaway easy the other end. But they're going to say out on Whitesboro. They're going to say off of Whitesboro there. So must have tipped off Swart and then off of Lady Bulldog and back to the Lady Raiders. So it is a turnover, just not a steal and a breakaway too. 26-15, Lomega in front, 3:32 to go in the half. And now the Lady Raiders with the basketball. Eaton other side. Barton skips back towards us. Now by Cole. Cole trying to stay in front of her and bump her now with the body. They skip it across, tipped around, another steal by Whitesboro. Try to go back the other way, stolen right back by Barton. Barton's got no numbers, though. 1-on-3. She backs her way in, tries to hoist one up, and the foul. Wasn't the best decision. She went into traffic, could have ended up as a disaster. Instead, she goes to the free throw line. And Hallie Barton continuing to play really well for Coach Llewellyn here at the state tournament. And that will be the ninth team foul on Whitesboro. It looks like the second on Maddie Edwards. And Barton misses the first free throw. If Lomega had made their free throws, this would be a much better quarter for them. Right now, they're letting Whitesboro hanging around by not making their shots from the charity stripe. Second one for Barton. Short arms that missed them both. Score remains 26-15 to go in the half. Press on quickly, though. They try to trap Cole. She gets it ahead to Wright. Maura Cole. Maura Cole, that's our first time we've seen 14 in this basketball game. As Coach Putman digging into his depth, he only has 9, and they're all getting a little bit of run in this. Outside to Maura, right back to Collins. Lily Collins now to Wright for three from the wing. Won't drop, and a rebound by Swart, and she's tied up instantly. All possession arrow, though, goes to the Lomega Lady Raiders, lead 26-15 with 2:39 to go in this first half. And what has really slowed down offensively so far here, at least in the back half of this quarter. Both teams are struggling to find some points. It was a 14-8 first quarter. Pretty low scoring affair considering some of the games Lomega's been into. Extra pass down low, right side, flashing inside the right. That's Barton. High post to Walker. Backdoor cut by Barton. And that's two more for Lomega. Good offense there. And Barton's got six. 28-15, Lomeg in front, 2:15 to go. We're getting a three by block from behind by Collins. Swart got a piece of it, and back comes the Lomega Lady Raiders. They launch it down the court and stolen, almost stolen away by Cole, who stepped on the sideline, and it will stay here with Lomega. They were trying to get a run out and throw the ball down the length of that sideline. Cole was there waiting on it, almost picked it off. Another substitution. Maddie Edwards going to come right back in this game for Adara Cole. Inbounded now by the Lady Raiders, and Eaton, she lobs it up to Roberts. Thought about an NBA three, now into the paint to Walker. She turns, right block, shoots, and scores. For Walker, hard to believe with the under two to play here in the first half. It's now 30-15 Lomega, and just like that, they're back up 15. Collins dribbles around everybody. She's got a 2-on-3. Nice bounce pass up underneath, left block. Shot won't go. Missed underneath by Wright, but tipped right back for a short two and a miss there by Maddie Edwards. And it's going to go out of bounds and back to Lomega. Two good looks for the Lady Bulldogs. Wouldn't fall. And Lady Raiders now will retain possession with a 15 lead. Minute 41 to go in the half. More substitutions. This time, Madison Grogan going to come back in for Addison Wright. A Madison for Addison substitution. And inbounded now by the Lady Raiders. 1:39 left in the half. 30-15. 15-point lead for Lomega. Hensley Eaton with a basketball. Collins trying to reach on her. And reached a little too much. They're going to call a push-off. Got a little too handsy in that one. And that will be another foul on Collins. And I believe that's three, which could be big. That is her third foul. So now Alston Wright with three and Lindley Collins with three. And for the last minute 29, they may have out of there. You lose your point guard and your leading scorer to foul trouble in the first half. That's a lot to do with why you're down 15. And the free throws once again not dropping for Lomega. Really struggling to shoot foul shots in this. Roberts will now come out. Shelby Russell will come in for Coach Llewellyn's Raiders. And a second opportunity here for Hensley Eaton. And that one she hits. Hensley's got eight. 31-15. Minute 29 left in the first half. Lomega in front. And instantly into that 2-2-1 press. It's poked away, and Swart gets it. Russell got a hand on it. Swart picks it away to the right side. Back to Swart on the wing. Into the paint. Russell turns, shoots, or Walker turns, shoots, scores, and the foul. Sydney Walker for the and-one attempt. Doing cringe with a minute 17, just when you felt like Whitesboro might be able to keep it close at the half. Lomega turns it on again. Kinley Barron picks up the foul. That's her first. 10th team foul for Whitesboro, the minute 17, and we're going to get a timeout for Coach Llewellyn. Minute 17 to go in the half. Lomega leads 33-15. We'll be back after this on Road to the Big House on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back at the Big House, Lady Raiders up big, 33-15, minute 17 to go in the half. And that timeout was actually charged to Coach Putman. That's number two for Whitesboro. Lomega still got all five timeouts. Now, Coach Putman said in the last game he didn't like to call timeouts, but so far he's burnt two. And Coach Llewellyn, staying true to form, hasn't even left his seat much. Just kind of sitting down there and not using his timeouts and playing it cool, as they've been here before. And right now they're up 33-15, minute 17 to go in the half. And Sydney Walker just had a big and-one attempt. Will try to finish it off. She doesn't. She short arms that three. Almost another airball foul shot. But Lomega gets the rebound. We're going to get a three from Meyer from the wing. That's going to go all along. Tipped around down low. Rebound underneath by Russell. Takes it back up and picks up another foul. And the foul's starting to rack up for the Lady Bulldogs. Is everybody starting to get into a little bit of foul trouble? And that is Maddie Edwards, third off the bench. So she's got three. Now Collins, Wright, and Edwards. And that one rattles home for Shelby Russell. And that's her first point of the game. More subs. Edwards comes out. Addison Wright comes in. Walker comes out. Roberts comes in for Lomega. 1:09 left in the half. 34-15. Not 35. That one rolls out. Still remains 34-15. ahead and stolen away again. They were looking for Grogan. It's picked off by Russell. Gets her hands on another basketball. Eaton wide open on the wing for a three. Nobody there, and that's going to come off long off the miss and a rebound backside underneath the hoop by Kinley Barron. Quickly ahead, other way, right, streaking down the left side of the floor and missed the lay-in. Rebound, though, by Whitesboro and a foul on the putback, and that's going to put Mara Cole at the free throw line with 46 seconds remaining in the half for a couple big ones to try to keep Whitesboro at least within shouting distance before halftime. It's 34-15. That's a ninth team foul on Lomega. And the first free throw for Cole is short, and another miss. We've seen a lot of free throws missed short tonight. Might be some tired legs out there. Trying to see who they charge that foul to. It looks like Shelby Russell. That's number two on Shelby. Second one for Cole. Rolls in. And Mara Cole on the board with a point. 34-16, 45 seconds here. We'll see if Lomega presses and try to score, or they wait out this last 46 seconds. Hensley Eaton has it. Hands it back off to Russell. Russell, one dribble, wide open, takes it under the rack, left hand. No one stopped her, and she put it in. And Russell found the open spot in the floor, took it to the hole, and it's 36-16. Now 20-point lead for the Lady Raiders with 23 seconds remaining in the half. Ahead, middle of the press, back outside, and Grogan gets it forward. Addison Wright got one lady to beat. She Euro steps her inside, right off the glass, won't roll in. Tipped around by Cole and out of bounds on Lomega. Stays here with Whitesboro. Looked like from here that might have been out of bounds on Mara Cole, but they're saying off a Lady Raider, or Dara Cole, sorry. Dara the dark hair, Mara the blonde of the two Coles. Inbounded now under the hoop, and they give it to Dara. Dara goes baseline, double teamed, eight to shoot. She lobs it inside, stolen away by Lomega, quickly ahead. 5 second breakaway, right side Barton, 3-2, draw, missed the lay-in with 1 second on the clock. Had a breakaway wide open shot, and she can't believe it, but won't matter because their team's up big. Lomega leads Whitesboro 36-16 after one half. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
The ordered one too many deal at McDonald's. But luckily for you...
Whoa, is that McDonald's?
There's always someone around.
And you got extras?
To help take it off your plate.
Yeah, I like some.
There's a deal for everyone at McDonald's. Now mix and match two McDouble or hot and spicy McChicken sandwiches for just $3. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just $1.69. Price and participation may vary.
Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, locally owned and managed since 1908, is a full-service bank, offering a wide array of banking services, including internet and telephone banking, checking and savings accounts, certificates of deposit, and competitive rates. At Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, their primary mission is to serve the needs of the community and surrounding area. Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, a proud supporter of the Arnett Wildcats and all area teams. Go Wildcats! Member FDIC.
Lashawna spent more than 5 years in foster care.
I was getting older. I didn't think I'd be adopted.
But with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lashawna now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, this is permanent.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Back at the Big House, State Fair Park, Class B Girls State Semi. Winner going to move on, get a shot at number three, unbeaten Pittsburgh. We're 59-27 winners over Hammond right before this. And right now, that's the Lomega Lady Raiders, 36-16. Not shooting it particularly well, but the defense managed to keep them in it. And foul trouble for Whitesboro been the story. A lot of girls having to sit as Coach Putman had to reach deep into that bench. He's played everybody he's got right now as a foul trouble for Austin. Wright's got three. Lindley Collins has three. Maddie Edwards has three. Four. The Whitesboro Lady Bulldogs. And for Lomega, 8 or 9 for Darcy Roberts, 10, 8 for Hensley Eaton. Thank you. Kirby Swartz got five, as well as Sidney Walker with four and six for Halliburton in this one, as Omega out to a hot start. Cooled off a little bit there. Looked like they were going to kind of run them out of the gym. Things Whitesboro kept it close, 14-8 after end of one quarter, but it's now after a big second quarter there for Omega, pulling out in front 22-8 in that quarter. They win it. So that's really where they pulled away there in that second frame, especially after foul trouble for Austin Wright. And we take big Austin Wright out of the middle. Up for the Omega Lady Raiders, but what hasn't kept them in it has been free throw shooting. That has been really what has burned both squads, not particularly shooting it all that well, as right now 47% from the line, 9 for 19, or this thing would be overall 8% for Whitesboro, 7 to 12 from the line, but not shooting it well from three, really shooting well from anywhere, as the shooting percentages for the Lady Bulldogs, 20% from the floor, 25% from three. That Omega defense really bothering the shooters for Whitesboro, and they're going to have to buckle up and kind of step up. Right now, a 20-point lead, this could be way worse. So if you're in at that locker room right now for Coach Putman, you're saying, listen, we could be down 30, we could be down 40 right now, but we're still in this thing. So there is life for the Lady Bulldogs, but they got to hope Omega does not come out and shoot it better than they did in that first half. They still shot it pretty well from deep, 5-13, 38% from three. That's real well. Not as well as Pittsburgh shot it a little earlier, but still very good and very efficient for Coach Llewellyn's Raiders, as he does not seem worried in this one. And we'll see if he can hold on in the second half. 36-16 at the end of the first, Omega in front. Take a break, come right back, talk a little bit about what we've seen so far here in the state tournament, and then get you settled in, talk about the leading scores and what we can expect in the second half. At the end of one half, it's Omega 36, Whitesboro 16. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors, booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features two exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
Welcome back to the Big House, Jim Norrick Arena, State Fair Park, Omega 36, Whitesboro 16. Again, second of our Class B girls state quarterfinals. We just saw Pittsburgh take down Hammond 59-27 in a rout there. If you're just tuning into this, one of the great shooting nights, maybe any team in this tournament. Pittsburgh shooting over 50%, the 52.6% from deep and 50% from the floor in what was a shooting exhibition, not to mention about 78% from the line for Pittsburgh in that win over Hammond. And right now we got a little bit of flip-flop of that as well, as struggling to shoot the ball is Whitesboro. But really where they're struggling, and this is where a lot of people struggle against Omega, they're turning it over way too much right now. They have 16 turnovers to 6 so far in the first half. So they are really, the turnover battle really going to Omega. Rebound battle is actually going to Whitesboro, but it doesn't matter if you rebound it if you're going to turn it over right away. So that has been story of this one. Too many turnovers, points off turnovers for Omega, is averaging a point of possession in this one right now. Whitesboro struggling offensively in a lot of respects, but it may help when they get some players back. They had a lot of people in foul trouble, so they got to hope they can stay out of that heading into this third quarter. A lot of time left, down 20, about 2:22 before we start the second quarter. And if you're just tuning in, we had a lot of state tournament action today. Started things off with Sealing running all over Caddo, 70-32. Bracey Nyberg had 18 in that one. They also held Emily Robinson to 7. Or in really the whole tournament of any player in any class at 26 a game, and Sealing was able to hold her to 7 points. Hydro Eakley, of course, they won. They just continue to win. Longest streak in girls basketball, 47 right now. 63, longest streak in anybody. 63-41, they beat Okarchee, the second-ranked team in the state. And Reese Berkey picking up where she left off last year, state MVP, 22 points in that one. And she has designs on getting another one if they can take down Sealing final. That's going to be a great basketball game. That's going to be at noon tomorrow. We're going to bring that to you right here on K101. That's going to be a noon o'clock tip time. That'll be the first one we do here, the Class A state quarter. First of four tomorrow. Second of four we won't have for you, but that's going to be the boys' side in Class B. Top-ranked Roth moved on in a thriller as a three about from just over half court by Fort Cobb that would have tied it, just rimmed out at the end. Roth holds on, 34-31. Talon Bagwell with 15 in that one. And Glencoe takes down Buffalo Valley, put on a scoring exhibition themselves, 72-53. Brad Reeves was on fire, had 17. And two other players, Jack and Whedon and Jordan Beaver, had 15 as well, as Glencoe gets scoring from all over the floor, which is what was so impressive about Leedy Hall. 19 at the half in the first game they played, but you can't really hold them down long. Glencoe, scoring machine, and they're going to square off against the defending state champs, Roth, tomorrow at 2 o'clock in that class boys quarter. Boys have yet to play in Class A. They're going to be after this. It's going to be Hydro Eakley on the boys' side facing the Cinderella of the tournament, unranked Tushka, going to try to pull off the upset and take down the top-ranked Bobcats. Fourth-ranked Caddo, second-ranked Garber are going to be in a good one right after that. That'll be the night kick at 9 o'clock tonight. So full slate of basketball here at the Big House, and we got another one for you here that is your Whitesboro fan can have them claw back. But the La Mega Lady Raiders look well in control of this, 36-16. And I can't remember the last lead of this size that La Mega has blown. I don't know. But this would be a miracle comeback by Whitesboro if they can cut this 20-point lead in half. Now, cut this 20-point lead down or tie it up at any rate, or even make it a game would be big for Whitesboro at this point. Here we go. Second half underway, flip and flopping sides. Whitesboro right to left, Lomega left to right as we're looking at it. We're all going to be inbounded now to Collins. And a quick travel call, and that's how the tip started. The very first play of this game was a tip and then a turnover by Whitesboro. And the second half going to start the exact same way. They're going to give it right back to Lomega. It's a 20-point lead just getting underway here in the third quarter. Lomega and those whites with the blue numbers left to right, quick three. That's going to be Darcy Roberts, and coming up shooting and coming up making. 39-16, Roberts knocks it down. That's 12 for her. And Lomega came in locker room, came right out, and came out very calm, cool, and collected. Knocked down a three and then gets a poke away there for Roberts, who is well on her way right now, assuming Lomega can win their third state title in a row, possibly getting her back-to-back tournament MVPs. She's been fantastic so far in the postseason, which is kind of her thing. Collins back out to Grogan. Grogan with the basketball. Out of the wing, they're looking over at Barron. She tried to throw a skip pass. Said she's going to stop mid-post and off the fingertips of Grogan. Another turnover by Whitesboro, and they're starting to pile up for the Lady Bulldogs. 39-16, Lomega in front. 7:19 to go in the third. Skip pass, far side, Swart for three, all the way on the other side. And what was kind of a cold shooting first half for Lomega started out red hot with a couple of made threes. That's 9 for Swart. And Lomega at 42-16 lead with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Looking to run away with this one yet again. And the margin of victory in state tournament games for Lomega last few years has been 30-40. And it's going to continue tonight. Another turnover, Whitesboro. That one unforced. They threw it right through the arms of Grogan. And now even when the Lomega's not around, it's getting to Whitesboro. That's a stop, pop, and score for Darcy Roberts. And that's 3 for 3 coming out of the locker room for the Lomega Lady Raiders. 44-16 there in front, 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. And Darcy Roberts with 14. And now they go into Wright. High post, low post, down inside to Addie Wright, who turns, shoots, and scores. And Austin Wright playing in the wheelhouse, scores for 7. Coach Llewellyn Looks like he's going to call a timeout here. Up big. 6:27 to go in the third period. We'll take a break with him. Lomega 44, Whitesboro 18. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting. Waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world with volunteer medical staff and crew. And now with our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now. Together, we are bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most. To learn more, go to mercyships.org today.
Welcome back to the Big House, Jim North Arena, State Fair Park. Omega well in front here, 44-18, only giving up 18 points in this one, 6:18 to go in the third. Driving swat by Austin Wright with authority, takes it right back to Addy Wright, and back comes the Bulldogs, and it makes a huge difference having 11 back in the game for Whitesboro, but that one's poked away out of bounds, stays here with Lomega, and they will in, or stays here with Whitesboro, I'm sorry, they're going to stay inbounded by Addy Wright in front of the Whitesboro bench, gives it into Lily Collins. Collins back to right, far side. Skip pass almost stolen away by Russell, but she's going to poke it out of bounds. And it goes out of bounds in front of the near scorer's table, in front of the NFHS cameras. It's a great atmosphere. Tons of cameras here they have for NFHS. I got cameras on backboards. I got cameras up here on our side, down low. Really great job done there by that crew. In the paint, turn, Austin Wright tries to get the drop, and she does. Shows the shooter's roll, and Wright gets only her third point of this game, as Lomega really done a nice job defensively on her. And now they're going to try to answer. Darcy Roberts, three, top of the key, air ball. Going to bounce long. They try to save it, and foot on the line there for Russell. It's going to go right back to Whitesboro. 44-20 the score, 24-point lead for Lomega. 5:35 to go in the third. And Whitesboro now about to inbound under the hoop. Press on here, back for Lomega. 2-2-1 pressure. They try to apply, trying to get it forward. Is right. She can change directions, cross it over, get into the paint, try to slip down inside it. It's looked away. Good defense there by Roberts. Coming back. She's got a 4-on-2 and a high dribble. And all traveled with it. She lost control of the basketball. She's upset with herself. She got going a little too quickly. And that's going to be a turnover for Darcy. Inbounded now by the Whitesboro Lady Bulldogs. It's a good couple trips down the floor for Whitesboro. They're just down big, 44-20, off a quick barrage of threes to start the half by Lomega. Now to the left side, Lily Collins. Into the paint, right, turn. Oh, she's double blocked, but foul. Thought almost a block down low for Darcy Roberts with the bigger right on her. She's going to go to the free throw line. That's going to be number two on Darcy. And that will be the first team foul of the half for anybody. And it's going to put right at the free throw line, and she missed the first one, and she kind of shoots a line drive free throw. That one going to rim out. As you get into the crack at this one, as Cole going to come back in for Addy Wright. Dara Cole. And second free throw drops. Austin Wright's got four after 16 in the quarterfinal. Lomega holding her in check so far. Swart handing her face for three. That's off. Goes right back to her, but boxed out and rebound by Lily Collins. Under five to go in the third. All Lady Raiders. They've led from the beginning. 14-8 after one. It was pretty close after one quarter, but since then been blown open. Turn shot on the block. That's going to be a miss by Grogan. Rebound by Darcy Roberts, who is really everywhere so far tonight, as she normally is. In the corner, Eaton. They close out. She passes it inside to Russell for two. Great job by Hensley. Eaton took what the defense gave her. Gets the assist to Russell. It was flashing inside on that left block. Great job moving without the basketball by 12. It's 46-21. And that one almost stole away by Roberts. She tried to save it and or steal it and then throw it back in, but her foot was on that sideline. Not a lot of room over there as you were right on top of that scorer's table. And it's a long one. Runs the length of the floor, the media table down there on the sideline. High post, right, back outside. Grogan, wing, back inside to right. Left block. She turns, shoots, hoists it up, won't go. She was too far under the basket. Rebound by Swart, and back come the Lady Raiders. Bounce pass, Eaton, corner. Skips top of the key, open for threes, Roberts, and that rolls out. Wright, though, swallows up that board. And back come the Lady Bulldogs, trying to, but the press is instantly put on them. Lily Collins dribbles into traffic, gets rid of it, just gets it to Grogan, now to the other side. And that one now in the right, in the paint. She's going to turn, shoot, miss it, tipped around. It goes off her leg. She was on the ground, and it hit her while she was on the ground. Unfortunate there for Whitesboro. And that's going to be out of bounds on Austin Wright. As Wright and been pretty quiet. Now, Wright's got seven. She leads all scorers. Or Addison Wright's got seven, but Austin Wright only four. 46-21, Lomega trying another three for Swart on the wing. That rolls out. Lomega's cooled off a little bit here in the back end of this quarter, and a foul on the rebound under the hoop. And that's going to be tagged to Lomega, and that will be the Shelby Russell's third, team's second. 46-21, Lomega, 3:23 to go in the third quarter. And since the first quarter, it's been all Lady Raiders. Bounce pass to the elbow for Whitesboro. They give it back to Collins on the wing. Nobody there. Lomega drops back into that 2-3, trying to trap Collins, trying to chase her down. She bounce passes it over to Barron. Now back outside of the elbow, back inside of the elbow. Maddie Edwards hits the two-pointer. That's her first two of the game, 46-23, with under three to go here in the third quarter. And Lomega just kind of going through the motions right now. Been a while since they've scored. Give and go right back to Swart. Turns, shoots, hard shot. Altered, good defense by Whitesboro, and a rebound, but a travel. Trying to hand it off. Kaylee Walker trying to hand it back to Maddie Edwards, and she walked with it. And now we're going to get more substitutions. Lily Collins is going to come off. They're going to bring back on Addie Wright. Addison Wright coming in the game. She'll be out there. Barron's going to stay in. Long three for Lomega on the left side. That's not going to go for Russell. Rebound put back up and in by Swart. She's got 11 down on that left block. She's been hanging around shooting threes. That time she went down and into the paint and got two. They try to take it down to Walker. It's stolen away again. Roberts got a hand on it. Swart comes away with the steal. Back they come across the timeline. Swart down into the corner for Eaton. Skip pass far side. Roberts gets through. Now she tries to go baseline, cut off by Edwards. Skips it back, and that one's poked away by Barron. She's got a breakaway. She's got Russell to beat, and she lost the basketball and traveled with it. Too high of a dribble. And a turnover and what was a breakaway. And that was the pressure from Lomega, because right there she's looking behind her. She heard footsteps where there was none and lost the basketball, thinking there was about to be a Raider behind her. Why? Because there has been all night. And that time, a turnover and more substitutions coming in. Kaylee Walker's short-lived stint as Austin Wright will come back in for Whitesboro. Austin done a good job staying out of foul trouble in this quarter. 48-23, Lomega in front, 2:03 to go in the third. Quick three, Roberts hand in her face. That comes off long, and Austin Wright. She's a really good rebounder when she's in there. Picked up now by Edwards. Skip pass, far side. Now to Wright, high post, shows ball. Tries to drop it in low post. Taken from her by Roberts, who picked her pocket. Great job of the strength of Roberts coming up big defensively. Back the other way to Eaton. Bounce pass. Flashing inside Roberts. She lost it. Tries to flip it back outside and save it. It's grabbed by Eaton. Skip pass. Meyer open for three from the wing. Off the mark and go long. And a rebound by Roberts underneath. Takes it back up and hits the deck hard. What a sequence for Roberts. Steals. Rebounds. Almost got an assist to a wide open Meyer. Now she's going to go to the free throw line. That'll be, looks to be foul number two on Barron. Kinley Barron. Putting Roberts at the free throw line to shoot a couple, and the first one for Darcy's up and in. So after a rough first half of the charity stripe, that's a good start. And now substitutions, Monse Rivera coming in for Swart. Also, Hallie Barton will re-enter the game. They'll be out there with Hensley Eaton, Darcy Roberts, Chloe Meyer going to stay in for Lomega, and Darcy's got another free throw upcoming. And that one rolls out. Tried to go down, it wouldn't. Score remains 49-23, Lomega, 1:27 to go in the third quarter. Pressure on. Dara Cole crosses the timeline. Monse Rivera in her hip pocket. Almost lost it. Gets it forward in the corner to Wilson, or to Wright, Addie Wright. Tries to skip it. Gets it over. And that one's poked away by Rivera. Rivera pulls it up after she crosses the timeline. Hands it back to Barton, who tried to drive and kick. Instead, and if that's on Wright, that's going to be possibly four. And it is. Nope, they're saying third. Three on Wright. We had her tagged with an extra one there. That is officially three. It's two team fouls for Whitesboro. Inbounds pass outside to Roberts, who's open for three. Rolls out. Hit the rim three times and came out for her. That's about as close as you can get to making one without making one. 57 seconds left in the quarter. Down to Addie Wright in the paint. She's blocked underneath by Roberts. Hits the deck hard, and Barton comes away with it with 49 seconds to shoot for Lomega. Lead 49-23. 49 seconds in the third quarter. and a walk. Is trying to gather herself and kick it out was Barton. That's going to be a turnover, or Roberts rather. That's going to be a turnover there for Lomega. Back to Whitesboro. They've got the basketball. Trailing big though, 49-23, 43 seconds left in the third, and what will be our shaping up to be our third blowout. And that one thrown away again. Another turnover for the Lady Bulldogs. They tried to force the issue. Darcy Roberts picked it off, playing free safety, splits a double team, takes it up and in. They tried to close out on her, and Roberts forces her way inside. She's got 17 after 22 last night. In three quarters of play, she's got 17 points. And that one forward to Whitesboro, right, trying to get it. And they took over the steal. Barton does steal it. She gets it back to Rivera with 16 seconds left. Back to Barton. Plenty of time here to get a shot off, too. Over to Meyer, 11 seconds, 10 seconds. Eaton flips it inside to Roberts, mid-paint. Back outside to Eaton. Extra pass to Meyer. Five to shoot. Rivera, they swing it around. Now Roberts shows ball. One to shoot. Fade away in the paint. Won't drop for her. And that will do it for the third quarter. The Lady Raiders comfortably in front. 51-23. They lead after three quarters. We'll be back with the final frame right after this on our road to the Big House on K101.
Harper Sanitation has been serving the needs of Northwest Oklahomans for the last 51 years. At Harper Sanitation, we pride ourselves on our services. We offer household, commercial, and construction waste management and leave you with a mess-free environment. Harper Sanitation is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Remember, when you need quality sanitation services from a local, trusted company, choose Harper Sanitation. Come check us out online at harpersanitation.net or give us a call at 580-256-5835. You'll be glad you did.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them.
Oh, say, can you see?
Text BRAVE to 24365 to learn how you can help first responders in your community today.
Welcome back to State Fair Park. 51-23, all Omega Lady Raiders doing what they do and blowing people. Welcome back to State Fair Park. 51-23, all Omega Lady Raiders doing what they do and blowing people out in state tournament games. Right now up in front of Whitesboro, Roberts turns, shoots from the right block. That won't go, tries to get her own rebound. And Omega does not start that quarter with points. Darcy Roberts just looks like she's got tired legs at this point. She's been in most of the game. And 17 right now leading all scorers in this one. Whitesboro having a hard time generating any kind of offense in this basketball game. Derrick Hall outside, inside, all right. She turns, shoots from the right block, a little fade away, won't fall. Rebound underneath the hoop by Hallie Barton, who's been very good here, coming off the bench for Coach Llewellyn. And she is playing starter-like minutes in these blowouts in the quarter and in here. There's going to be a long three there for Eaton. That's not going to fall. Tipped around, goes back to Monte Rivera. Tries to throw it cross court and gets it across to Eaton. Bounce pass inside to a flashing Roberts and thrown tip balls around, goes right to Rivera, top of the key for a three. That's off, and Wright fights for the rebound, tips it right back and out of bounds off of either Wright or Grogan. Either way, it's back to Lomega, who even when it's going wrong, it's all going wrong. That should have been an easy rebound. Instead, it was out of bounds on Whitesboro, and more substitutions as looks like back in the game comes Kinley Barron. Back there with Grogan. There's a tie up on the far side of a Cole, and that's going to be a jump ball. And back to Whitesboro. They inbounded it to Rivera. She was tied up by Cole. Ball goes back to the Lady Bulldogs, who trail 51-23, 6:53 to go. And what's been a day of big scores so far. A lot of blowouts here. There was one close game, three-point game on the boys' side with Roth coming away with the win. Wright turns, shoots in the paint, and scores. And Austin Wright. They enter it into her, and she's got six. She's had to earn every bit of them tonight. Bounce pass, paint, right block, and blocked by Wright out of bounds. Meyer tried to take it at her, and she kind of has a smirk on her face like she knew that was going to happen. Woodward right now in the area, and Enid trails Weatherford 21-10 in the second quarter. Boomers trying to get into the state tournament. That's inbounded to Roberts, who got fouled and hit the bucket. Just as we look up down for a second to check out a score, Darcy Roberts is on the scoreboard with two more. 19, ready to get another crack at this one. 53-25, Lomega leads, 6:26 to go, and one more for Roberts, who's got 20. And now she's just padding stats at this point, 54-23, 6:23 to go, and if you're Whitesboro, I'm not sure what you got to do, but offense is not working out so far for them. Wing three, right side. That's going to be Kinley Barron. And finally, they hit a shot, and off the schneid comes Whitesboro. Six for Kinley, makes it 54-28, but likely looking like it might be too little too late. Hallie Barton has it baseline, top of the key. They give it back to her. Right side to Rivera, but swinging around the other side. Skip pass, Rivera fires up a three from the wing. That's going to bounce high, fight for the rebound, tipped around and goes right back to Cole. Dara Cole ahead to Rivera. He crosses across the logo. Top of the key. Now left in the paint. Right turns, hand in her face. That's going to come off long off the miss and a rebound on the backside by who else? Hallie Barton. Seems to be everywhere here in the first two games. Now the corner. Wing three, Roberts, why not? She's got 20, and that one's going to be off the mark and a rebound under the hoop there by Kinley Barron. All Omega in this one, 54-28, 5:19 to go. It's been a landslide since the first quarter. This thing was blown wide open. Little floater in the paint, won't drop. Rebound by Rivera. That Barron tried to make that one. His shot's just not falling for Whitesboro. Even the open look's not really going down. They've had a tough night shooting. Roberts tries to get it back to Rivera. It's poked away. And out of bounds. Still 5 minutes remaining in this. Addie Wright will come back in. And Madison Grogan will come back out for Whitesboro as Coach Putman has played everybody in this one. All nine that he's got in that roster. And Lomega still got starters. And that one's stolen away. Right side, breakaway. Barron, or Wright, trying to steal down. Takes it down to the right. And that's all right. She's got two more. Nine. For Addison Wright, who's having a pretty good tournament herself. And that one's poked away and trying to grab it's Barron, but goes right back to Rivera, and she's going to get tagged with a foul, trying to grab that loose ball. Third foul on Kinley Barron. Number three on her, and that will be four team fouls on Whitesboro. 4:34 to go. All Lady Raiders, 54-30. They lead in what's been an absolute rout. Skip pass, Rivera. Top of the key, Eaton shows ball. She's going to attack right at right, loses the basketball going in there, and it's going to go out of bounds and stay here with Lomega. And then at this point, just trying to get some people in and get some work with 4:22 to go, down 24 to Lomega. That would be an unheard of comeback. And it's just not enough firepower on the floor right now for Whitesboro, as it is not looking good for the Lady Bulldogs, but what a season for them. Weren't supposed to be here. Seven seed, not usually favored to make it to a state semi. Three, wing, Eaton drops down, and now Hensley Eaton gets into double digits. She's got 11. It's been a while since they've hit a three, but that time drops down for Lomega. Shooting it well tonight. Back into their 2-3, high post, right, back outside. Cole back outside on the wing, and that's a missed three by Barron. From high post to corner to wing. Rebound Lomega. Back come the Lady Raiders. 3:40 to go. 57-30 they lead. Bounce pass right side. Wide open Rivera for three. Tries to shoot it over. Right and does. And Monse Rivera, who had three in a quarter, has got three here. 3:27 remaining. 30-point lead for Lomega, who just continues to steamroll teams here in this tournament. Won't be as easy in the semi against unbeaten Pittsburgh, who really lit the nets on fire today, and that is going to be a challenge tomorrow for Lomega. That's a pass into Wright, who turns, shoots, and scores, and we're going to get a timeout to try to get some bodies on the floor as Austin Wright gets her eighth point, and a whole new group of gals coming in for the Lady Raiders. Allie Roberts on the floor, looks like. Also number 32, Kate Myers out there, as the subs are in. Monse Rivera will stay out there. They will get it down into Maddie Myers and kick it back outside. That's a three for Roberts, and she hit it. Allie Roberts coming off the bench cold and knocking it down. So even the last five on the roster for Coach Llewellyn can hit threes. Drive, little floater inside, not going to fall for Maddie Edwards. That's going to be a foul under the hoop on the rebound. Push in the back, and I believe on Edwards, and I think that's her fourth. And that will be the team's fifth, but at this point, it's clock's going to run 63-32. Omega well in front, down to the block, nowhere to go. Kicked back out by Kate Myers. They swing it back around to Allie Roberts, to Kate Myers. Low post, lost it, back to Roberts. top of the key. They swing it into your side. Barton's still out there, by the way, with Rivera. Long three. Roberts to try it again. That's off the mark. Rebound by Mara Cole in the game here for Whitesboro. As you would say he's emptied his bench, but he emptied it early for Coach Putman. Everybody's been in. This is everyone. And that's a miss there by Lily Collins. And now this young squad going to try to get some run for the younger players. Austin Wright, Kinley Barron are seniors on this Whitesboro team. 2:02 to go, 63-32. Lomega looks like they barely broke a sweat in this one. Turn shot, won't go. Following it, trying to take it inside is Maddie Myers, and she picks up the foul with 1:52 remaining. Her team up 63-32. And that will be the sixth team foul on the Whitesboro, but it's a shooting foul for Maddie Myers. Kaylee Walker picks up the foul. That's her first, and that's going to put Myers at the free throw line and rolls it out. So her chance to get on the board. 63-32. Going to be a fun one tomorrow when Pittsburgh comes here. Saturday at 5 o'clock tomorrow, 5 o'clock right here at the Big House. We'll have that for you at K101. That other free throw doesn't drop for Maddie Myers. And we'll also kick things off with the girls' Class A between Sealing and Hydro, a game everybody's been waiting on. That's going to be a blast of a basketball game, as both those teams playing at a high, high level right now. As well as these Lomega Lady Raiders trying to become back-to-back-to-back state champs. Got their eyes on that quad squad mantle that Sealing took a few years ago. Trying to win four, but you got to beat Pittsburgh first. There's a foul under the hoop there on Sealing. Is Whitesboro going to go to the free throw line? It's going to be Maddie Edwards that's going to shoot him. As we look, girls basketball in the state as a whole been fantastic. Been a lot of top-tier talent. Really in the top levels, you can look at four A with Tuttle and Klassen, two teams that could beat 6A teams on some nights, as there is just a deep, deep core of girls basketball talent in the state of Oklahoma. Edwards' first free throw falls. She's got 4 points tonight. Maddie Edwards, talking the wrong person up there. There she hits it. We got her now. That's her second point. Two there, 63-34. Lomega well in front. They've led pretty much since the fourth quarter. It was 14-8 ever since then. A shooting exhibition in a lot of respects. Really a lot of steals in this game, as Whitesboro has barely gotten any clean looks at the basket. That's going to be a floater inside in the paint. And that will drop for Callie Gardner. And she's on the board with two here at the Big House for the junior. Thrill for her as Lomega, a whole bunch of new Aubrey Geisler's in the game right now. Looks like down low, we've got Sierra Johnson. They're going to take it at Sierra Johnson and pick up 2 points for Kaylee Walker. She's on the board with two here at the Big House. 44 seconds remaining. Lomega up big, 65-36. They're going to win this thing. It's really been decided for the last 5 to 6 minutes, as most of the games that we've had have been a lot of blowouts here so far in the state tournament, more than usual. And a drive and a kick inside in the paint. That's going to be 2 points for Kaylee Walker, who's got four here in the waning moments of this blowout. Far side there for Cameron Turner. They try to poke it in, pass it inside. It's stolen away again by Whitesboro. They were looking for Sierra Johnson. Long pass, right side. Kaylee Walker, rather, with two more points. She's got six, and all six in the last 35 seconds. 7 seconds left her in this one. Lomega will see if they hold for last shot. That one's poked away. Walker tries to grab it, not going to get it. And that will do it. The Lomega Lady Raiders hold serve 65-40. They lay waste to Whitesboro in this one. We're going to take a break, come right back, wrap this thing up, and send you on your way. Lomega moves on to the state title game to take on unbeaten Pittsburgh tomorrow at 5. Taking a break, coming right back. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
I forget to put it on.
It's uncomfortable and annoying.
You can't tell me what to do.
It's just a short trip.
I've never needed it before.
I'm a safe driver. A crash won't happen to me.
Until it does. Oklahoma ranks among the worst states for seatbelt usage. Don't be that driver. There's no excuse to not buckle up. Make safety stick. Everybody click. Sponsored by Oklahoma Transportation and its partners.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K. How convenient.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back at the Big House, State Fair Park, Jim Norris Arena, Lomega, searching for back-to-back-to-back state titles. They're going to move to the state title game. 65-40 winners over Whitesboro. They come out on top, led by 20 points there from Darcy, who's once again got her eyes on that state tournament MVP that she snagged a year ago. And right now looking like more of the same coming from Darcy so far in this tournament. But they have a tough task awaiting them. Third-ranked, unbeaten Pittsburgh shot the lights out tonight. They were really on fire, and that's going to be a very different shooting game than Whitesboro, who had a hard time shooting and getting shots off. And if Pittsburgh can get shots off, they tend to go in. So that could be a back-and-forth affair, and that could be a high-scoring affair. Anything really could happen in that one. It could be a very exciting state title game tomorrow at the fairgrounds, or here, right here at the fairgrounds at 5 o'clock. We'll have that for you on K101. Your leading scorers in this one, 4 Lomega. We mentioned the 20 from Roberts, 11 from Hensley Eaton, 11 from Abby Swart, 5 for Shelby Russell, 3 for Monse Rivera, Sydney Walker with 4. Off the bench, Hallie Barton had 6 and played some great minutes for Coach Llewellyn. Once again, coming off a quarter and now a semi. Two great performances for her. Allie Roberts had 3 off the bench there, hit a 3 there towards the end of that one to get on the scoreboard. For Whitesburg, they were just down by too much. Madison Wright going to finish with 9. Austin Wright, sister, finishes with 8, and 6 for Kinley Barron, 4 for Madison Grogan, 2 for Dara Cole off the bench, 1 for Mara Cole, Haley Walker off the bench, and 2 for Maddie Edwards as digging deep, using everybody he had in this one, but it was not enough. 65-40 of the final here as they were really running away with it. Starting from the first quarter was tight, 14-8, but a 22-8 second quarter was really what did everybody in as they ended up pulling away from that one, that 22-8 score of the game. So we got some stats here. We'll see if we can kind of figure out a rough shooting night really all around for Whitesboro. 33% from 3. Not bad, though, but they only shot 6 of them, 2 for 6, but 34% from the floor. It was tough sledding, and the turnovers was really what did it. 28 turnovers Lomega forced in this basketball game, and that is not going to get it done in a state tournament game. And Lomega, it's going to get it done if you're the one doing it, but it turned it over 28 times. Not good. They didn't. They only turned it over 13, and 5 of those went to Darcy Roberts, who uncharacteristically with 5 turnovers, but she also had 4 steals in the basketball game. Both teams had racked up about 12 steals apiece in this one. Shooting numbers from the free throw line for Lomega might be something to watch going into tomorrow. They were 11 of 24 from the charity stripe, 45%. Could be big tomorrow, so keep an eye on that as we head into that state championship game. They cannot continue in a close game to shoot free throws at 45%. That's going to have to improve tomorrow. Could be an aberration, though, for them. They don't typically shoot it that bad from the free throw line, but they get up a lot of shots, almost a point of possession tonight for Lomega, as we've seen a lot of that in these blowouts. 65-40, they pull out on top. We'll see if we can get you updated on some goings on. The Woodward Boomer girls were down big at the half to Weatherford. Out the boys' side, Hooker in a dogfight with Riverside right now, 20-20. Or on girls' side, rather. That's a bit of a surprise. 20-20 right now. Hooker tied up. They were trying to punch their ticket to state in Class 2A. For the Boomer girls, right now, currently at the half, last score we had at the half, 34-15 in the third quarter. Weatherford up big in that one. Not an elimination game. Again, these are area championship games, so Woodward will get another crack at it if they can't pull this one out down the stretch here. In the boys' basketball realm, some of these games have yet to get underway. They're going to be getting underway a little bit later, as especially in the 4A, 2A ranks down across the state. Right now, 2A Cashin and Hooker squaring off against each other. Amber Pocasset has beaten Merritt 46-40 in that bracket. But Cashin and Hooker got ready to tip it off once the game, the Hooker girls game ends. We got it going coming up here, so we're going to get a little bit of what's going on here at the state tournament. We've already punched everybody's ticket to the state championship game except for the Class A boys. They're going to come up, or the Class A boys coming up next. For the girls' side, noon tomorrow, that's going to be Sealing. The Lady Cats, 70-32 winners over Caddo in a rout. Bracey Nyberg scoring 18 in that one. Izzy Hammonds and Ariana Whetstone had 12 apiece in that one. They held Emily Robinson to 7. They move on to play Hydro Eakley, the team they've wanted since they beat them in the semis. That's going to be a great game. Reese Berkey working her way towards back-to-back state tournament MVPs. Bracey Nyberg going to try to stop her tomorrow at noon. Make sure you join us right here for that one. That's the Class A girls final. Class B boys final we won't have for you, but it's going to be a high-scoring affair with top-ranked Roth taking on fourth-ranked Glencoe, who gets a double-digit scoring from all five of their starters. They are a scoring machine, and they can all shoot it. That'll be a tough pass for the defending champ Roth Tigers at 2 o'clock. And that following that one will be the team we just saw, the Omega Lady Raiders, trying to go back-to-back-to-back against third-ranked unbeaten Pittsburgh, the longest win streak in Class B girls basketball. Hydro's got the top in Class A, unless they lose after winning today. They've got 47 wins in a row for the Hydro Eakley. Pittsburgh and Omega, that's a 5 p.m. game right here on K101. And out the last game of the night will be Class A. It'll be Hydro Eakley and Tushka winner versus the Caddo Garber winner. So Garber Wolverines fighting for a chance at that gold ball. Again, they've after making it to the state finals last year and winning it all 2 years ago. They will play that game at 7, but first Garber has to get by Caddo before they can get to that state title game. That'll do it for us here. We want to thank our sponsors, Moore's Roofing, Sealing State Bank, Farmers and Merchants Bank from Arnett. Couldn't do it without you guys. I want to thank all the crew back at the station. I want to thank Ty Albers working the board at the beginning, Mr. Sean Kelly working it now, and everybody's working boards back at the studio. It's been a long day covering a lot of high school basketball. It is our pleasure to bring it to you, and we hope you enjoyed every bit of it here from the Big House. And this atmosphere is a fantastic place to watch a game. If you can't make it, we're glad you tuned in towards us. We also want to thank Sean Kelly, Kathy us back in the studio making those wheels turn. Also want to give a shout out to Brooke Williams, owner operator here at K101, and my partner Tyler Riggs, who's out there calling the Boomer girls, who are behind now, but hopefully they can come back before we get in our cars and take off. So hopefully Woodward has a little fight left in them, try to upset the Weatherford Eagles. But that's going to do it for this one. Final scores here in the early game: Sealing beats Caddo 70-32. Hammond fell to Pittsburgh 59. We just saw Omega take out Whitesboro 65-40. That will do it for tonight. We will take a break, come right back at you bright and, well, it's kind of bright and early, around noonish, bright and early for some of us, with the Sealing and Hydro Eakley, and that'll be right back at you tomorrow afternoon. For everybody back in the studio, for everybody here at the Big House, and for everybody statewide, thanks for tuning in. I'm Trent Caldwell. Be safe going home wherever you are, and have a great night.
You've been listening to Road to the Big House. Road to the Big House has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. And Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. The executive producer of Road to the Big House is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of Omni Media Group, the tri-state sports leader.
K101.